Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
During his recent trip to Peru for the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation CEO Summit, Secretary of State Antony Blinken announced the United States will help the city of Lima in building a new passenger train line that will expand access to reliable and affordable transportation for over 200,000 people daily.
The United States will support the city of Lima as it develops a new passenger train line that's going to connect downtown to the eastern suburbs. The Caltrain rail system in California will contribute more than 100 high-quality rail cars and engines, and American companies will provide over 50% of the services for this project and the supplies for this project, from signaling equipment to railroad tracks to engineering and design expertise.
The trains will also cut greenhouse gas emissions by an estimated 20,000 metric tons every year. That's the equivalent of taking 4,000 cars off the road, said Secretary Blinken.
This collaboration between us seeks to address challenges that are facing cities across our hemisphere: aging infrastructure, a shortage of affordable, efficient public transportation, congested streets, rising pollution.
The State Department created the Office of Subnational Diplomacy back in 2022 to foster more efforts like this rail project, noted Secretary Blinken. As a result, over the last 2 years, the State Department has engaged with more than 5,000 mayors, governors, and other leaders in tackling issues that matter most to the people at the local level. A case in point is the newly developed partnership between the Port of Huanema in California and the Port of Paita in Peru, explained Secretary Blinken.
Their collaboration will help us grow our trade relationship, advance economic development in these regions, and find ways to make our ports and shipping industries more effective, more secure, more sustainable.
At its heart, said Secretary Blinken, any government initiative is about the people that we're here to serve and who will benefit from it. With each project, with each partnership, with each connection that we build between the leaders of our countries, at every level, we will build a more prosperous, more secure, a better future for all of the people that we have the privilege of representing.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.